Welcome to episode 3 of Command Your Life. In today's episode, we're going to be going over the 3 leadership essentials to really create change, to have massive impact, to effectively lead, and have a sustainable mission. You want to make impact? Let's start with the actions that you have to take. Let's get after it. The world doesn't need any more followers. The world needs more women leaders. Leaders that are confident because they've conquered their insecurities. Leaders who have standards and boundaries because they refuse to lower them for anyone else's comfort. This means you. The world needs more women leaders who are ready for responsibility. They require respect and take ownership over the choices that they make. This is for you if you are a woman who wants more and you will not apologize for standing in your truth. You won't make excuses, and you are ready to command your life. Welcome back to Command Your Life, and this podcast really does come at one hell of a time. 2020 has been entirely challenging, and we are in desperate need of leadership. Right now, having this platform that creates and involves women leaders could not be more appropriate. With this year, we've seen a multitude of challenges. We've challenged, as a country, systems, ideologies. We've challenged implicit bias, judgment, racism, corruption, injustice, and the status quo. And with everybody speaking up right now and standing up, there's a lot of motivation. There's motivation to protest. There's motivation to get your voice heard. There's motivation to be an ally or to make change or to do something progressive that's going to better society. But I've also seen a lot of noise. This is a time of too much noise. The principles of why we need change and improvement and why we're even challenging these systems are getting lost. They're getting lost in a sea of hatred, a sea of anger, violence, emotions that are not contributing to a solution. If anything, it's contributing to more division. Purpose-driven leadership encourages values and morals and a foundation on which to create impact, influence, and legacy. What I'm seeing right now is just perpetual noise. It's a seeking a way to further an agenda by losing your temper, making knee-jerk reactions, yelling, screaming, and non-stop shaming and guilting people into fighting for a cause. Very simply, it's ineffective leadership. It will attract uninformed followers, and it will not be sustainable. This is why, as leaders, we need to be very clear on 3 things: your mission, your vision, and your values. It's incredibly important because as we take proactive action in leadership, we need to know that when the noise dies down, when the facts are getting checked, and all the emotions subside, we have this immense opportunity to make significant change. But we have to truly know what we believe in and what we are fighting for. So proactive action is that aggressive problem solving, that pursuit of your long-term mission. It's employing actions that can withstand the test of time. It could withstand pressure and stress. And it's aligned your principles and values with every action that you take, and it gives you clarity to walk towards your goal. When you have that clarity, it's much easier to say yes to the things that matter, no to the things you don't need. It's much easier to stay on your moral path and have a compass. So stop and think. Your mission statement, this is what you do. This is how you do it, and who will benefit from your purpose. One of the leaders that I look up to over and over and over again is Jocko Willink. Retired U.S. Navy SEAL, author of Extreme Ownership and Dichotomy of Leadership. He's the forefront of my mind when I think of somebody who is dedicated to leading and leading without excuse. His company, Echelon Front, has a mission statement. I'm going to read it to you because this clearly defines what they do, why they do it, and who they do it for. Echelon Front's mission is to educate, train, mentor, and empower leaders and organizations to achieve total victory. Echelon Front applies unmatched leadership experiences in the most dynamic and complex environments to help our clients solve problems, overcome obstacles, and win. That's pretty damn clear. Another example I can give you is Nike. Nike's mission statement is to bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete in the world. Our mission is what drives us to do everything possible to expand human potential. We do that by creating groundbreaking sport innovations, by making our products more sustainably, by building a creative and diverse global team, and by making a positive impact in the communities where we live. This podcast mission statement is readily available by listening to the intro. We are here to create and evolve more women leaders. Through leadership, confidence, and purpose, we break through your insecurities. We are not making excuses. We will not back down. We will take responsibility and we will command our lives. So as a leader, an up-and-coming leader, because you know that you have an idea of how you want to make things better. You have a voice and a story, one that can be heard, that could be resonated with, one that could create impact and make change. Make sure you understand what is your mission. Define your mission statement. What is it that you do? How do you do that? And who are you serving? So we have our mission statement, which is your purpose. Now let's talk about your vision. Your vision is your pursuit of why it is that you do what you do, your target that you want to aim and continuously focus on as you are working towards your goal. For example, I wanted to share with you Amazon's vision statement. Amazon vision is to be Earth's most consumer-centric company, where customers can find and discover anything they might want to buy online. That's their vision. It's not what they have right now. It's what they want to be. It's their goal. That's what all of their operational movements are driving towards. Now, lastly, the most important one of all three, which I really feel has to be the foundation of your mission and your vision, is going to be your values. Your mission, like I said, is your purpose. Your vision is your pursuit. And your values are your principles. Now, your values are the compass by which we navigate our life's decisions. But our core values are the values which most align with our own personal ideals. Core values are unique to each of us. When you can identify what values mean the most to you, you are able to confidently distinguish right from wrong. You could say no to situations and temptations that do not contribute to your growth, to your happiness, and you can easily uphold your moral standards. Your purpose and your mission, that is your why. But your core values is your how. You will be able to clearly have an idea of how to effectively define and fulfill your purpose once you are able to truly embrace your core values. My five core values are community, compassion, service, tenacity, and legacy. The root of everything I do, everything from my e-commerce store to the nonprofit organization that I founded to this very podcast, is grounded in at least one or more of these values. A community of women leaders. in service, providing value and leadership tips wherever I can to youth, to women, to anybody that's willing to lead. I'd invite you to take some serious time reflecting on what it is that you truly value. Because when you can align your values with your purpose and your goals, subconsciously, your mind will push you to achieve the highest version of yourself. I see this as the missing piece. Actually, I see this as one of the missing pieces. There's a lot of missing and broken pieces right now that are happening all around us. But if we can get back to the basics, if each of us can get back to the basics and reflect on what our values are, and they're not going to be the same, and that is beautiful. That is diversity. So let's get back to that. Let's get back to the basics of who you are, what you stand for, what is your mission, what is your vision, and what are your values. Inside the show notes of this podcast, I am going to drop in a link to my workbook, How to Discover and Define Your Core Values. And like I said before, there's no trendy, sexy name to this, because it's work that's foundational to leadership. It's not going to be trendy. This is not going to be something that you do and you forget about. When you identify your values, you are aware. You are awakened to what drives you in every single decision that you make. Awareness is the number one component to commanding your life. Everybody here that's listening to this podcast, if you are taking a time during your day, during this crazy time to listen to me, I appreciate you. Please stay safe. Continue the fight, but make sure you know what you are fighting for, and make sure you do that fight with integrity and honor, because you are setting up the next generation to look back and say, I knew you stood for something, and you did that courageously. So if you like this episode, make sure that you hit that subscribe button and leave me a review so this can reach more women leaders just like yourself. You can always connect with me on Instagram or via email, and both links will be in the show notes. But until next week, stand tall in your truth, don't make excuses, and command your life.